Colin laughing. Now, it's JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
We're on in five.
Oh, yeah,
four,
sure.
Three.
How come you don't like it as much as we do?
They just seem so...
annoying?
I was thinking happy.
Okay, where is everybody?
Something wrong with your ear?
Absolutely not.
Want to hear something cool?
We've got a planet to save.
So, let's just get right into it. Here we go.
It's the Kix Morning Show. JP, Lauren, Husker Nick out. Liz in for Husker Nick. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, thanks. I slept all day yesterday.
You all recovered from your big weekend.
The big weekend. My gosh. Some of it
How
we won't talk about.
How much of your story
about.
Are you going to tell?
Some of it we will not talk about. Because of other things that have gone on since then. So it's just like, but yeah, no, it was a lot of
fun.
You did
not sleep in a porta potty.
I did not fall asleep in a porta potty. I did get a chance to take Mason Ramsey all over Memorial Stadium, which was really cool. That little dude's got a good head on his shoulders.
Does he? I mean, we looked it up. He's 12, right?
Yeah, he's 12 years old. Because it was cold as we're hanging out there. I walked out with Matt Tomjak, who's with the director of marketing and fan experience and a friend of mine, and my boss at a couple different jobs that I have down with the Huskers. And we're walking out of the tunnel, and there's music playing. There's people working on some things. They were practicing the when they bring out the flags for the
this
national
This is like
anthem.
Far pregame?
Yeah, few hours at pre-game? Like 9 o'clock in the morning. And there's this little dude dancing on the field with a hoodie over his head, and his sleeves are, you can't see his hands, and he's just flailing about, and he's got a Mason Ramsey hoodie on.
So oh, yeah, wearing your own merch.
On
Look, if you were 12 and there was merch with your name on would you ever not be wearing it?
Oh, no, even now.
But to know how good of a head he had on his shoulders... When we met him, he's like, "Hi, I'm so sorry. I was cold, but I would never ever wear my face on myself."
Oh man,
12.
He's 12 and he's cooler than I am.
I know. Right?
Because I'd be like, "This is my face, my name."
Because
probably that creepy photo right there would be on a T-shirt. I would wear it all the time.
That would be on your merch.
Yeah.
And also the whole game is. There's no mistake as to why you're wearing it, but if anyone asks, you tell them, I was just cold.
I just don't
normally wear my own face on my shirt.
I don't normally travel without jackets.
Right. Yeah.
Like,
because you're from Nashville. I mean, it's not that cold down there, I guess. But from what I've heard from people, that it was conflicting reports because he's a yodeler. He's the Walmart yodeling kid.
Sure.
People were worried he was going to yodel the national anthem.
I know people were like kind of
like,
getting heated about that, which was weird.
They were heated about it before it happened.
Like, yeah, they were like, if he does, oh man, it was like, okay, he's 12. He's a yodeler.
He's
relax.
A little kid. That's his little gig.
Yes. He is 12 doing his very best. If that's what his voice does,
exactly.
We'll all be okay.
Right. And of course he was respectful.
I like that people were mad about it before it potentially happened.
Yeah,
well,
the idea of it.
From what I've been told, the tradition is during the season, the national anthem is always done by the band. The Cornhusker Marching Band.
Yeah.
Nobody ever sings the national anthem. During spring game was where they can kind of get creative and have fun with it.
Oh.
And so they, for years, have had like a men's choir or whatever that comes out and sings the national anthem, and that's kind of a big deal. This was like the biggest celebrity they've ever had to do the national anthem for a Husker game. And so it was a perfect storm that we had Mason coming in for a sold-out show, if you will, at the Bourbon Theater. Of people anywhere from the age of 12 to like 70. It was packed full of people at Bourbon Theater.
That is still wild. I love it. I'm glad it's packed for him.
Right?
But still so weird.
It's so awkward.
My 11-year-old agreed. He went to the spring game with a friend and his friend's dad. And afterwards he was like, "Do you know who sang the national anthem?" I said, "I did, but I wanted to hear what he had to say." And he was like, "The Walmart kid from YouTube."
Don't miss this. Next on the JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick Morning Show.
Well, needless to say, he did yodel it. He nailed it and did very well.
It was
and
good.
Had a packed crowd at the Bourbon Theater for little Mason Ramsey. So, again, thank you for coming out and being a part of the spring game. We'll have more about that coming up. And we've got more free money and concert tickets for you, too.
Get up and get at it, Lincoln. It's the Kix Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Are you stupid or something?
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
Wow. Okay. In stupid level of criminals.
I love this so much, and I have so many questions, and I don't think they're going to get answered.
We'll start with 25-year-old Dante Flowers, who was spotted driving a stolen car in Hartford, Connecticut on Friday.
Okay.
As you do.
Yeah. In Hartford.
Mr. Flowers.
Then cops used their cars to box him in, and he took off on foot.
Okay.
But he was chased down by a cop wearing a bow tie and tap dancing shoes. So the cop's name is Jay Montrose. And it's not clear if he was off duty or what, but
I would hope so.
He's a detective in training, and so he has to wear a tie.
To be a tap dancer. Yeah.
He has to wear a tie, and he prefers the bow tie look.
Okay.
For some reason, as Mr. Detective Guy.
Okay. That's not the part that doesn't make sense. Right. It's not the bow tie that we're questioning here.
Where are the tap shoes coming in?
Unfortunately, there's no word on where the tap shoes came from.
No one has investigated why this man was in tap shoes chasing down a... Wouldn't those be a little slippery?
Even if really he was slippery. Off duty, if you take a tap class, you don't wear your shoes outside.
Right.
They're super slippery.
Was he taking a... And it ruins them. But was he taking a rogue outdoor tap class? Like, what?
Well, whatever it is, he was fast enough in his tap shoes and caught up with Dante 2 blocks away.
He's lucky they didn't go over any wet grass.
Well, wet grass? The sidewalk. I mean, you're in tap shoes. Yeah. You slip
could
around.
Potentially grip. But like, nah. He would have been straight on his face if there was any hint of wet grass.
Nope. Oh, his calves had to be burning.
How much crap does Dante Flowers take in jail when people find out that he was the guy?
Taken down by the tap dancing cop.
Does this police officer have to wear the tap shoes all the time now?
Oh, Is that like his thing? Let's see what he can do next.
Is that like his calling card?
Right.
He chases you with little like flap, 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 flap.
You'll never see him coming, but you'll hear him.
Here he comes.
Hold on. This is what's next with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
He's on foot.
He's running.
The criminal's on foot. Yeah, it's hilarious.
Oh, God.
All right, your cash and contents keyword again, boots. Boots are better than tap dancing shoes. Put boots on our website at kzkx.com to win.
Keeping you in the know from Music Row. It's the nitty gritty from Music City on New Country, Kix 96.9.
If you spend half your life on the road, you become somewhat of a connoisseur of truck stops. And someone asked Midland about their truck stop adventures. They had stories, including the time they got kicked out of one. Huh. Guitarist Jess Carson said, quote, "We were thrown out for trying on some camouflage clothes with no intent to buy, and the owner liked that none too much." You don't disrespect my camouflage clothing.
Not in my house.
Take it outside. They've also definitely had their share of truck stop food. Two of their staples are beef jerky and sunflower seeds.
Of course they are.
Singer Mark Weistrach also has some valuable advice on that one. Quote, "We get Biggs cracked pepper sunflower seeds. Mm. It's the only brand that doesn't have MSG. The other ones..."
Oh, well.
"If they taste like crack, it's because they have MSG and they're really bad for you.
It's because they have crack in them. I can tell you from firsthand experience, please don't get baby back ribs at a truck stop."
Oh, what? God.
Yep. If you ever take a road trip with our friend Coryell, who does nights here on the station, she will find the grossest thing to eat anywhere you go. And she decided that it was a good idea to get a full baby back rib meal at a truck stop and eat it in my car. I think she just lives with food poisoning, honestly.
Oh, okay. So her stomach is...
That's her natural state.
So. Stomach of steel. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You would have gotten food poisoning.
Yeah, yeah. I think I did just from smelling it.
Maybe you did, yeah. That's
my car will never be the same.
Maren Morris is part of a new album of songs inspired by Game of Thrones. This is really interesting. The album is called For the Throne, and her song is Kingdom of One. Oh.
Where did it go?
You can play it.
Well, it was right here.
I'm just telling you. It was going to be a really cool moment.
Oh, here we go.
Kingdom of One. Take it.
No one is safe, so you want to play God? Come on, is that all you got?
Interesting.
Come on, would you sell your soul, burn it all?
Right?
It's threatening, but sexy. That
you love, right? Finally, I might cut your head off with my sword, but in a sexy way.
You want to play God? Because I'll murder you.
Just, that's exactly the face you made when you said that. That's like Marin incarnate right there.
Oh, thank you.
We'll tweet out the video for that. Go, we're KX969. The whole album will be out April 26th. It also features music from The Lumineers, Sia, The Weeknd, and Travis Scott. So that'll quite be interesting.
Eclectic, much like Game of Thrones.
There you go.
That's the true fact.
Dierks Bentley has a new video, and it features a bunch of father-son time with his five-year-old son, Knox. It's his video for his new song, Living. He says, quote, he's at the age where he can still find the biggest joy in the smallest things. That childlike appreciation for life is the spirit I wanted to bring to this to remind us the difference between just being alive and actually living. And you can see Knox, who is adorable, in the video on our Facebook page. You can put it on JP and Lauren Mornings or the Kix page.
Kix page.
There you go. Finally, we have a big concert announcement for you, but we can't tell you for like another half hour. 7 a.m. is when we can make that announcement, so don't go away. Don't touch that dial. Keep tuned here. I'll tell you all of them. This is the Nitty Gritty from Music City, brought to you by Discount City Beer and Wine. I'm Lauren Silverman for Kix 96.9.
You're just a few seconds away from this with the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
Free treats from the Easter Bunny.
Woo! Yay!
That and more in our good things coming up in just a few minutes. If you've got one, let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX969.
It's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
What kind of good do you have going on in your world? You can let us know about it at Facebook or Twitter, KX969. We'll add it to our good things that we do every day at this time. Lauren, what do you have today?
Okay, so my good thing, you may have seen last Wednesday, I believe it was National Siblings Day. Everyone was posting pictures of their siblings online. Well, there is a couple named Gary and Lisa Fulbright in Derby, Kansas, and they celebrated in a much bigger way than posting pictures online. They already have 10 children, some adopted, but most of them are older. Almost all of them have already moved out of the house now. So they have started fostering, and they originally became foster parents to 3 kids about 2 years ago, and then found out these kids had 4 more siblings, so 7 total. So they took in 2 more, and then on National Siblings Day on Wednesday, they adopted all 7 of these siblings because they wanted to make sure they were all going to get to stay together, which I think is the sweetest thing.
So that is so sweet.
Emerson, Autumn, Jackson, Journey, Jace, Piper, and Sawyer from 12 to 3 years old all have their forever homes now together with Gary and Lisa.
That's brilliant. Liz, your good thing.
All right, mine is a proxy good thing sent in by Husker Nick, who is traveling back over the weekend. Alex Gordon, who plays for the Royals, hit a home run. Apparently, he does that a lot, but this one was an extra. So I've heard it's kind of his thing. But he did it for a very special reason. He was wearing an armband that said Charlie, and Charlie is a teenager who's battling pediatric cancer. He's in remission, but needed a brain operation on Friday. So he was wearing this armband that said Charlie, and he just wanted to, he was going to wear it in the game and told him, you know, like, make sure you watch my elbow. I'm going to tap it for you when I go and hit, and I'm going to try and hit a home run. Yeah. So he did hit the home run, tapped his arm for him, and like ran around the bases. And so it was all in honor of Charlie. So that is Husker Nick slash my good thing.
That's super cool. I've got a couple real quick. First, thank you to everybody who came and hung with us in the rail yard before the spring game. We'll be there every Husker home game Saturday.
JP definitely remembers meeting you.
Part of it.
This smashed
We'll
phone.
Talk about that more coming up. DJ SK was tremendous as always.
He
and again, thank
it.
You to Woods Brothers Realty for supporting us, empowering us, and then also Husker headquarters for all the goodies. And we'll have more of that coming up with the home games of this season. Also tonight is the opportunity to support the Capital City Horse and Pony Club. They've got a taco bar fundraiser at the Garland Legion from 5 to 8. We've got Carrie Underwood tickets they're going to have up there. Mm-hmm. And you can eat tacos and support our horse-loving youth. Kids under 5 get in free. So if you'd like to be a part of that, you can do that as part of good things.
More? Yep. You're just seconds away from this. From JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
There is so much going on in this next story.
I thought the headline wasn't real, but it didn't even do it justice.
That's coming up.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick in the morning are on
Kix 96.9.
New York's hottest club is Boof. Located in an abandoned orphanage on the lower east side of Chelsea, this round-the-clock puke party is the creation of narcoleptic club owner Snoozin' Lucci. And this place has everything. Pugs, geezers, doo-wop groups, a wise old turtle that looks like Quincy Jones,
Let me just get a pen here. What was the name of that place again, Stefan? Okay, great.
With nine O's.
Got it. Okay.
All the O's.
This story feels like it was written by Stefan.
Right. The reason we play that is because there was a story that was sent to us by a listener.
And this story has everything. Moms, dogs, cornbread, karate moves, trying to run from police in Walmart scooters. Okay, so we got sent this story, and let me just read you the headline, because I was like, they're misrepresenting this. The headline says, woman does karate, son gets nude, dog steals cornbread mix from Walmart, police say.
Police say.
Oh, wow.
And that sounds ridiculous, but that appears to be exactly what happened. It was a Walmart in Wisconsin, and a 46-year-old woman named Lisa Smith and her 25-year-old son, Benny Van, apparently went into a Walmart Wednesday night.
Okay, sidebar, Lisa does not look 46.
Let me see.
She looks Lisa's, like she is 80.
Lisa's...
Oh, I was expecting a hot mom.
Nope.
Lisa's...
I'll tweet out the story so people can see it.
Lisa's seen some stuff.
She's seen...
Wow.
But, so first off, the dog is not on a leash. So Bo, the dog, just like, boom, off into Walmart. So
wandering into Walmart.
Yes, okay. Which is initially what attracted attention to these people, because you can't just let your dog run off the leash in Walmart. So Lisa began tearing apart store displays and placing them in her shopping cart. When Walmart staff asked her to leave, as one might if you were dismantling their displays, she did that, but then stayed in the parking lot to show them her sweet karate moves. Not like in a threatening way. Just like in a, hey, look at what I can do kind of way.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody was kung fu fight. Maybe she had a song. Wow, she had a song in her heart.
Look what I can do.
Meanwhile, Benny, the 25-year-old son, had gone to the back of the store and gotten naked. And was showing himself to anyone who would look.
Oh, my God.
And then he decided apparently that was a bad idea, started pulling clothes off the rack to put on, which they asked him to leave, so he didn't pay for those clothes. So that becomes an additional issue, because now he's stealing. And then here comes Bo the dog, who has a box of cornbread mix in his mouth, which he also did not pay for. In the ensuing melee outside, apparently the son also jumped on a Walmart scooter and tried to run down one of the officers.
Those are the slowest things in the world.
Right, which is why we can joke about it. The officer was uninjured. He took a step to the left.
Right, like, exactly. Like, you could stop, take a breath, and then still have time to scoot out of the way. No pun intended. But...
I want to know, like, how much of this did they plan?
Right.
Did they? Oh, all right. I'm going to go to the front and dismantle some displays. You go to the back and get naked. We'll distract them with our cornbread thieving dog. What was the end game here?
Go ahead and say this sounds a lot like something that could have happened right up the street here.
In North 27th
At this
Street?
Walmart?
Mm-hmm. Possibility.
Not dissimilar to things that I've seen in that Walmart that I can't even talk about on the radio.
It has everything.
It has everything and nothing that you want.
Next with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
I do want to close this by saying the people were charged. Bo was not.
Okay.
Good, that poor dog.
Bo was not charged with theft.
I'm just a pawn in this game that they have going on. You can see the story and the mugshots on Twitter at KX969. A big concert announcement. Minutes away.
What gets you going in the morning is country music.
It's mood for the day.
Gets me going in the morning.
Mornings with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Kix 96.9.
Kix 96.9, cash in concerts. A shot at $1,000 and concert tickets is happening right now.
All right, so we got two things for you here. First of all, your cash in concerts keyword for this hour is stage.
S-T-A-G-E.
Correct. Put that word on our website at kzkx.com for $1,000 and country stampede tickets. The other thing we have for you is a big concert announcement as another big show coming to the Pinewood Theater on Friday, September 6th. It's Cody Johnson with special guest Mark Chestnut and TBD, Liz.
And my favorite band, TBD.
did announce that as an opener for someone once.
One of my, like, maybe within the first month of me working here, announced some sort of, like, County Fair show, and TBD was the opener. And I was like, guys, and TBD
is coming.
And so Cody Johnson, who's become one of the top newcomers out of like Red Dirt and now getting even bigger than before. We've had him at Country Stampede and all kinds of various places. He'll be at the Pinewood Bowl with Mark Chestnut, which you haven't heard this song. Bubba shot the jukebox last night.
It was unfamiliar.
And then go to the big D. I can't believe what the judge had to tell us. I got the Jeep, she got the palace. I'm going through the big D, don't mean that. And then who could forget the remake of Aerosmith's classic? I don't want to close my eyes. I don't want to fall asleep because I miss you, babe. And I don't want to miss a thing. That'll be a lot of fun. Mark Chestnut's always a good time.
And then also someone else.
Yeah, and then somebody
That's
else to be going
TBD.
With them. So Cody Johnson with Mark Chestnut at Pinewood. That is Friday, September 6th. Tickets go on sale April 26th at 10 a.m. And we'll have more details about that to see Cody Johnson live with Kix 96.9 and your free tickets at KZKX.com. All the boats. Ain't nothing gonna stop us now.
Good morning! JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick are on
Kix 96.9. As Martinez sidearms it over the middle. Got it! Touchdown! Martinez drills one to Jerron Woodyard for the touchdown.
That was one of many big events that happened at the Husker Spring Game. Another sellout crowd of people that came out to watch a practice.
I feel like it's also relevant. My 11-year-old son and his friend went and just got into the dad jokes. The, hey, I'm betting all my money on the Huskers on this one. They like back and forth in the car. They thought they were so funny. I feel like the Huskers are going to pull this one out. I really feel strongly that the Huskers are going to win this game.
What was their takeaway from the event, being there for it? What was their favorite parts of it?
That they got hot dogs.
Hot dogs, yeah.
Yes.
And then they saw the
Fair.
Walmart yodeling
yes,
kid.
Yes, and do you know who sang? It was the Walmart kid from YouTube.
From YouTube. And yes. I love how people think that they reference people from YouTube.
Yes.
Like not real people. Network.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Brought to you by YouTube. Mm-hmm. But that was one of many takeaways from the big game, that Adrian Martinez. Okay, another thing about this quarterback and how amazing he is, somebody actually asked him about that play that I just played for you. That happened in the second quarter. And he, word for word, told back to this reporter what happened on that play. Like, he had total recall of everything that happened.
One exact play from the entire game.
He has that ability. He's that smart. We've got a really good quarterback for our team.
I also love that there were headlines after. The red team wins.
Right. As
yay?
The Huskers beat the Huskers.
In a practice.
Should that mean something to me?
Right.
Red. Yay.
One other thing is like Hail Varsity, which is connected to us with ESPN. Mm-hmm. They had their power rankings of things that happened at the game. The number one thing on the power ranking is Coach Mario Verduzco's red gloves.
He's my favorite assassin.
He truly is. If there's ever a movie about his life, Al Pacino has to play him.
Yeah. With his red leather gloves.
Mm-hmm. I feel like Al Pacino is just constantly cosplaying Mario Verduzco.
Is that what it is?
That's kind of how it seems.
He's forever Mario Verduzco. Yes.
Has anyone ever worn red leather gloves and not strangled someone in an alley?
Thank you.
It's like just seems like it would be part of a movie.
Chewing on a cigar. I mean, I just want him to be my new dad.
JP, do you remember seeing any of these parts of the game?
No, because I didn't watch any of the game.
Why
we
that?
Had way too much fun in the rail yard.
Because you were napping before the game started?
I was so tired. I took a little
just
nap.
Just taking a snooze on a Saturday, as you do.
I was
in
tired.
Public.
I have to go back. I've got it on the BTN network. I'm going to go back and watch the spring game.
The first thing I heard when I walked into work this morning is JP telling Liz how he slept in his car in the North Bottoms.
I just took a nap. Was tired.
Let's not forget he also had a nice lunch his car.
The gas station pizza is very, very good. But I mean, when you get down to the stadium at like 8:30 in the morning, and you're with Mason Ramsey,
and you're
in the
pregaming
stadium,
with a 12-year-old,
right?
And you go to the rail yard, and people are having. Thank you again, powered by Woods Brothers Realty and Husker headquarters for all our goodies that we gave out. But there were so many people in the rail yard. I think everybody was just amped up to go outside and do something in the spring.
People were riled up.
Yeah.
For sure. And then down there.
Do we use that term anymore?
I do.
Post Mike Riley. Remember?
I just like saying riled up.
You know, riled up.
I feel like we retired the term riled up.
We were feeling frosty.
Yeah.
There you go.
I mean, it was cold. So.
They were feeling frosty to start the game. But yeah, so again, I think everybody, a lot of people stuck around and hung out, and then some went to the game, and then everybody came back and partied all day, afternoon and evening.
Right.
Because it was, the city was buzzing all day and all night.
It really was.
It was a game day.
Yeah.
Well, it was Mason Ramsey day. You just couldn't, that energy was electric.
He's 12. He'll go all day.
Give him a Mountain Dew and a Pixie stick and he's good.
Oh, wow. That's so funny. But again, thank you to everybody that come and hung out with us and the rail yard. It starts back up again officially August 31st versus South Alabama.
That's not that long from now.
That is so close.
Thank goodness it's so close.
Stay put. Here's what's next with the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
Daniel Cashman Conference keyword for this hour is stage. STAGE. Get it on our website at kzkx.com for $1,000. And Chris Young, Chris Jansen tickets from Serco. Coming up in just a few minutes, helping a husband make it right by his wife.
Live on your radio, it's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with J.P., Lauren, and Husker Nick. Hey, yeah, you messed up. Everything was wrong. And J.P., Lauren, and Husker Nick are here to help. It's Make It Right Monday on Kix 96.9.
And Liz in for Husker Nick as he is still coming back from D.C. and his brother's wedding. Well, he'll be back tomorrow for Did Him or Dump Him. If you need our assistance when it comes to something that you did wrong by somebody else, It's Make It Right Monday. And you can direct message us on Facebook or Twitter, and we'll do the best to help you out. Like, we're going to help out Jeff, who's done wrong by his wife. Jeff needs our help to make it right by his wife.
Okay.
Oh.
This is not a couples therapy. This is a make it right.
This is a make it right. And Jeff is on the show with us this morning. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Hey, man. What can we do to help you dig yourself out of some sort of hole you've put
yourself
in?
What'd you do?
Yeah, man. My wife. I love my wife, but she's still pissed at me, man.
Okay.
God, what'd you do?
Did you deserve it?
She was pregnant with our first kid and was due in March, and we were both very excited about it.
Of course.
And at the same time, my buddies and I had been talking about the Huskers and the Big Ten tournament being in Chicago this year.
Oh, the basketball tournament, yeah.
My buddy Michael bought the tickets as a gift, which I was super stoked, right?
Yeah, of course. That's kind of a big deal. Yeah,
that's nice of him.
Chicago trip and go to watch some basketball and hang out, watch the Huskers. That's a big trip.
Yeah, I was so excited, right? But so our boy born on Sunday. Our boy was born on Sunday, and then we got home with him on Monday. And then my boys and I took off for Chicago on Wednesday.
Oh wow! No, you didn't.
Oh no!
Is this your first child?
It's our first child.
Oh no, dude!
Come on,
Jeff. No one's this dumb.
So Jeff, how was the trip?
Oh, it was awesome. It was awesome. Coach Miles and Palmer and Watson and Roby, they played their asses off. It was one of the best weeks of my life. Literally the best week of my life.
Yeah.
Because of the baby or the tournament?
Your firstborn child, right?
I know. It was. I get it now, but it was just like.
I get
when
it
I got
now.
Home, oh, man.
When you
did,
got home.
Was anyone, that did her, your wife's mother or your mother or her sister, or was somebody there with her?
I mean, her sister, you know, checked in on her. Yeah.
Oh, my God, this poor girl.
Wow.
So, first baby, less than 48 hours home from the hospital, and you went to Chicago on a boys' trip?
Yeah.
So, are you divorced now, then?
Oh, God. That's pretty extreme.
I don't know. She says that she was fine, and everything was fine while I was gone, but... She's been short with me, and I think she's definitely not fine.
Yeah.
If she says she's fine, that is not fine.
Nope.
Not at all.
I mean, she had a baby less than a month ago, so she's probably not fine anyway. But
right.
You checking out 2 days later to go on a fun trip, you left her home with the infant who needs 24-hour care and no help.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Yep.
Like, I've never even come close to doing anything like having a baby, but that seems like the hardest thing in the world.
Well, and it's your with your first in particular, you have no idea what you're doing.
Yeah, like, you're winging it half the time.
There is no manual for this.
Oh, God.
And you are now finding out what it feels like to not have slept in 5 days or whatever, mm-hmm. and with no help. Yep, yep, she hates you.
Yeah. Oh, God.
But we will see what we can do, because that's what we do here.
All right,
we're
going
to try.
We'll get her on the phone, and we'll let you say your piece about it. And then we will do our best to try to help you out, okay?
Oh, please, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't miss this. Just what happens next. Next on the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Morning Show.
Right. How would you react?
Not well.
If that was
no.
your significant other who did that?
Yeah, that's
probably a death in the family, I think.
Hoovian already on Twitter, this is the biggest a-hole you guys have ever had on the show. You can let us know what you think and how you would react on Facebook or Twitter, KX969. We'll call his wife next.
Good morning.
Come on, turn up the radio.
I always use it to get ready.
Gets me going.
Yeah, brightens up your day.
Turn this up.
You're listening to JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Trying to help Jeff make it right by his wife, and so far the reaction to him bailing on her to go to the Big Ten basketball tournament in Chicago a couple days after having their first child. Good morning.
How do you make something like that right?
I don't know.
How great question.
Here's some concert tickets.
I think the death penalty is probably the only
thing. Yes.
That escalated really quickly.
Yeah.
So we'll call Megan. We'll try to make it right.
No idea how this is going to go.
With Luke Bryan now. It's Kix 96.9. JP Lauren Husker Nick going to make it right Monday. That's Luke Bryan on your Cash and Contra station, Kix 86.9. Again, your word for money this hour is stage. Get on our website at kzkx.com. A couple more reactions from Jeff ditching his brand new baby and wife, Megan, to go to Chicago.
Ditching them. I like that terminology, too.
I mean, it feels fair.
No, it totally is. I was going to go with abandonment, but sure.
Kyle says, if this was date 'em or dump 'em, there wouldn't be another date. And also,
we had a baby, but you're not getting another date.
Also, another listener. Hey, did Lauren and Liz kind of sound like the Yip Yip guys?
Yeah,
we did. From the Sesame Street, the Martians did do the Yip Yip.
That definitely happened there for a second. Yip Yip.
Cool. We're trying to get Megan on the phone. She's a mom, so she's busy with the baby. So we'll get her on and hopefully be able to make it right with her and Jeff after Justin Moore. It's Kix 76.9.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. The Kix Morning Show is on now. Yeah, you messed up. Everything was wrong. And JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick are here to help. Make it right. It's Make It Right Monday on Kix 96.9.
All right, Make It Right Monday. And Jeff needs to try to make it right by his wife, Megan, who his buddies were kind enough to, as a, hey, congrats, you're going to be a dad, get him tickets to the Big Ten basketball tournament in Chicago, which was a very big deal at the beginning of March.
But then, as the timing worked out, he left to go on said boys' trip to Chicago less than 48 hours after he and his wife brought their very first baby home from the hospital, and he just left her with the baby.
Come on, dude.
So Megan's been on hold.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't know why we're calling, so let's bring her into the show for Make It Right. Good morning, Megan.
Hi.
Hi. Thanks for holding on and waiting for us.
Yeah, no worries. I'm just interested to see what this is about.
First of all, congratulations
on the baby. How is the baby?
Thank you. Doing great. Doing great.
How are you a month into this experiment?
I'm getting back on track, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, a month in, you're still in a fog. You're right. Walking in a haze.
Yeah, but it'll work out.
It'll work out.
This has taught me patience.
Yeah, yes. Oh, yeah. Yes. Well, and we've been told that your patience have been a little tested in the last month or so. You're loving, wonderful, amazing husband.
Well, we know whose side you're on.
No, I'm just trying to butter her up a little bit. Your husband, Jeff, gave us a call.
Oh, my God, Jeff. Really?
Yeah, he thinks, and I feel confident he is correct, that you are mad that he left on a boys' trip 48 hours after you got home from the hospital with your baby.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you, in fact, upset about that?
No, everything's fine. Everything's fine.
No, I can hear that
oh,
voice.
Oh, girl, it's not
I
fine.
Know that voice.
That's not fine, Megan. Are you really fine with that? I don't know how any human person could be fine with being left alone with a newborn baby less than 20 or 48 hours after getting home from the hospital.
No, I mean, he had to do, he wanted to go do that.
Megan, it's, you're talking to friends here. It's not okay, is
it? Megan, are you going to kill your husband?
Oh, God.
Because it really sounds like... I feel like I'm on an episode of Snapped right now.
Like, not only did he ditch her for, 2 days after having the baby, now he's called a radio station.
I mean, especially because this was a fun trip. Like, I have heard of situations where there's some unavoidable work thing.
Right. Yes.
You know what I mean? Some presentation you've been gearing up for 6 months and it's unavoidable.
Right.
But this was like a fun go
with
drink
his boys,
and watch basketball.
Hang out and watch basketball in Chicago. It's like a party week.
I'm just saying, no one would judge you at all if you were
yeah,
a
we're not
upset
judging
about
at all.
This.
No, I don't know what to say. I just think that... I'm dealing with it. It's fine. And
well, Jeff is on the phone with us, Megan.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm here. Oh, yeah.
You called the radio station, Jeff. Why'd you call the radio station?
Well, because I don't want you to be mad.
Well, everything's fine, and I'm sorry he's bothered you with this, but I don't think it's something we should discuss over the radio.
Oh, there it is.
Okay.
So you are mad though because you keep saying it's fine, but I don't feel like it is fine, and I just want to make it right. And
I mean, just listen to what they're saying. They don't think it's fine, do they?
I mean, it's not.
No.
Mm-hmm.
It's good that you're now trying to apologize and recognize.
Yes,
and now recognize that maybe that was not the best decision.
Yeah. I mean, I just want you to know I love you, and I love our son, and I'm sorry, and I don't want you to... I just don't want you to be mad. And I feel like you're holding it in, and... I don't know.
Megan?
Okay. Well, there's not much we can do about it now, is there?
Well, that's what we're trying. That's what we're trying to do.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to give you some stuff to make it right, but Jeff, I feel like maybe... If this is possible, and I don't know what your breastfeeding situation is, but if you can pump or whatever, Jeff, I feel like you need to let her go for at least a night, maybe get her a hotel room or something, and just you go sleep.
Yes.
I will do everything for 24 hours or whatever.
Yes.
Just go sleep and...
So you do that, Jeff. Set her up with a hotel and just some her time. And then we'll just plan on, Megan, when it's like, what, the end of June that Carrie Underwood's going to be in town?
Would Carrie Underwood tickets help a little?
If we got tickets for you and three of your friends,
yeah,
we get
to see Carrie Underwood.
You could have a girls' night four of you going out and having a good time and leave Jeff home with your little boy and you can kind of have your own little vacation away from Jeff and everybody.
Yeah, I would love that.
Okay.
Okay. Right.
Well, Jeff, I don't think you're out of the woods.
No.
But
you have learned.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will definitely do that, hon. Would you like that hotel room? Would you like that?
Yeah, of course.
Go sleep. Just do it. Just go sleep.
Just
go sleep
day.
And watch TV and lay in
Eat
the bed and do
you
nothing.
Want to. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
So you're on the right track, Jeff, to apologizing with that part, and then we'll help you out by getting the four
thank
tickets
you.
For Carrie Underwood, and she can have a girls' night out.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
We wish you the best, Jeff. Megan, thank you so much for being on with us, and you're a trooper. Congrats on the baby.
And Megan, can I...
Thank you.
This is the thing I learned with having very small children is that everything is a phase. Like, whatever the sleeping or the eating or whatever's hard right now, it is a phase. Then you will move on to something else without you having to try to change it. It just will. Just...
Okay.
Just breathe.
God, it all sounds so scary.
Thank you both very much, and have a great day.
No,
you too.
Thank you.
Boy, Husker Nick was really worried you were going to ruin our 100% effective rating.
Well, he knows that I really like to just tell people it's not going to work out and to move on, which could be why I'm single. But, you know, I guess when you have a family, you can't really.
Right.
It's not as much.
Simba Sims tweeted us the gif of the dog having coffee while everything burns around him. And it's fine.
Yes.
And he said he did.
This is what's next with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
We did all week. Right now it's really in Jeff's court to try to make that right. If you need us to help you make it right by somebody, direct message us, Facebook or Twitter, KX969. We'll do the best to help you, too.
Live, local, and laughing. Now, it's JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
That moment when technology... Did I catch you there, Liz?
Yes, that was not what I expected to hear.
The scene from Office Space where the printer, the PC load letter.
PC load letter? What does that even mean?
And so they go
and take it out into a field and beat it with a baseball bat.
Wish it was a gangster playing in the background. Nothing makes us angrier than technology that won't work. And after a recent survey, 15% of us have gotten so mad at a gadget, we've destroyed it out of frustration. The number one thing, of course, is the slow internet. And then a slow computer after that and pop-up ads. Your Wi-Fi disconnecting, which happens all the time here.
Yeah.
And then the fifth thing is that you can't remember the password, but you've gotten so mad, you've destroyed something.
Well, and I don't think it even has to be anger at the thing itself.
Yeah. Right, that,
it can
beyond
just be
that.
Anger in general that you take out on some poor inanimate object. I was telling you guys, I was probably 15 years old when I was having some argument with my mom through the bathroom door. I was in the bathroom getting ready to get in the shower, and she was yelling at me, and I was yelling at her, and because nobody fights like a teenage girl and their mother.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, screaming at each other. And I went to get in the shower, and it was a full-length glass shower door, and I, like, jerked it open, and it slammed the shower, the towel rack that was on the wall right there, and the whole thing shattered from top to bottom.
God.
Wow. It ended the argument. Sorry.
And that's what always happens when you end up, like, accidentally destroying something, that it's like record scratch. Like,
breaks.
What have
that,
I done?
That went farther than I intended.
Right.
I apologize for that.
You've been so mad that you've broken something.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You can let us know, 466-9696 or Facebook or Twitter. I have a friend of mine who actually has broken at least 30 iPhones.
30? 30?
He'll be on the phone and somebody will torque him off and he'll just fling it. Like, what?
I've had my share of Naomi Campbell moments, especially in college. But this is also back when we had BlackBerries and those were indestructible. And so I'd be like,
handle it.
I'm so mad. And I was not very popular because that cracked a few people in the face.
Phones are ringing, so let's get to it.
You're just a few seconds away from this with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
466-9696 for Facebook and Twitter. Did you ever get so mad you broke something?
What'd you break? What weird thing did you break?
466-9696 for Facebook and Twitter. It's brought to you by Max Muscle.
JP Lauren and Husker Nick. Lincoln's new country. Kix 96.9.
Kix 96.9, cash in concerts. A shot at $1,000 and concert tickets is happening right now.
All right, we're getting back to what you broke when you were mad in just a moment. But first, your cash and conscience keyword for this hour is fan, F-A-N. Put it on the website. If you're a big fan of Chris Young and Chris Jansen at Circo, or just going to a concert at Circo is always a good time.
Yeah.
You can win your tickets with cash and concerts at Kix96.9 on KZKX.com is our site to go do that. The moment where you were...
mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
What did you break when you were mad?
People are asking when the lady from Make It Right Monday is going to call us about what she probably...
Yes, what she probably broke.
Simba Sims, this one time my husband left for a week-long boys trip 48 hours after we had a baby and then called the most popular morning show to brag about it. I broke things. I just read that because he called us the most popular morning show.
Of course, thank you for reading that. Hi, Kix. What did you break when you were mad?
My husband had a brand new pickup truck that had like a touchscreen radio, and the sound wouldn't ever work for some reason. So one day I was punching it so hard that I cracked the whole thing. And our five-year-old was in the back seat, and he goes, "Uh-oh, you're going to be in trouble." So I couldn't even say that he did it. I pretty much had to take the blame.
Yeah, no, the kid ratted her out right away. So you have to come clean on that one. 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter.
Why'd you break because you were mad?
We've all done it. Time to come clean. Because it's funny.
9696 again. Facebook or Twitter, KX969. Now it's Luke Bryan. It's Kix. 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter. What did you break when you were mad? We've gotten a lot of stories so far. Sarah on Facebook last year was on my phone with my teenage son, and he ticked me off, so I tossed my phone on the dash of the car and said it hit the windshield and cracked the windshield. Had to replace the entire windshield.
No. That's an expensive oops.
That's a very bad oops.
So 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter. Never get so mad you broke something.
Nick has told us when he lived with a bunch of guys, they had a separate budget to replace all the video game controllers because they got tossed and broken so often.
Get up and get at it, Lincoln. It's the Kix Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Figure out what you would want to do. If PC load letter, what does that mean?
So angry at technology. We're just angry in general that you broke something.
I think many a sports fan seems to have the story of throwing something, in general, the remote at the television because of a bad play or a bad call or something and breaking their own television.
From Jessica, my ex, a couple years ago, there was an error as we were finishing up filing our taxes on the laptop.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
He got so mad, threw the laptop through the front window.
Oh, no.
Broke the window and the laptop.
Oh, my God.
We are no longer together.
Wow. I mean, the upshot of so many of these things is you realize inanimate objects don't feel pain.
No.
You only made everything worse for yourself.
Just you have the pain. Good morning.
Well, I didn't break it. My brother did.
Okay.
He and I were fighting, and he got mad at me. Do you remember the big screen box TVs that were super expensive back in the day?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Well, he got mad, and he took the remote and threw it at me, and I ducked, and it nailed it right in the middle, and it just cracked it. And my parents were out of town in Branson, Missouri.
Oh, no.
That's always when it happens.
Who had to call them, or did you just wait till they got back?
Well, I called and ratted him out. Yeah.
Yes. Yep.
Well, because if they just see it, there's a chance somehow he'll spin this into your fault.
Yep.
Yeah, he'll blame it on you, and you'd be stuck with that.
Liz, what happened with your wine glass?
I got so mad about moving, because moving sucks, and so a wine glass, my favorite wine glass, it was a gift given to me, was sitting on top of one of the boxes because it's fragile, and I got so mad that I picked it up out of the box and drop kicked it across the room.
Oh, wow.
Spraying glass everywhere.
So just a second ago, you were frustrated with moving. Now, you not only have broken your favorite wine glass, you have a big old mess to clean up.
A big old mess. And so then
before going on with moving,
I immediately burst into tears.
Well, yeah.
Like, I was the victim. I was like, but my favorite glass. And they were like, you did it yourself.
You caused that to yourself, Liz. Hi, Kix.
Okay, so about a week or two before my wedding day, I was having an argument with my wife, then fiance, obviously.
Yeah.
And she was sitting on the couch, I was sitting on the floor, and I just got so frustrated that I went to go punch the couch, but she was sitting right there, and I didn't want to scare her. So I punched the floor instead.
Uh-huh.
Right before my hand hit the floor, I realized, wait, this is a concrete floor. Underneath this carpet.
Oh.
And so I pulled at the last second and loosened my hand, and I ended up breaking my hand. Got a boxer break.
Right before your wedding. Wow.
She's still married you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
But no, I didn't realize I had broken it. It hurt a little bit. I thought I had, like, popped my knuckle.
Yeah.
And pop. So it's like I iced it for the whole next week for work. Oh, and we got married. We went on our honeymoon in Jamaica for a week. And
oh, my God.
And so we did So that was 2 weeks in. Another week went by. It still was hurting. I was like, okay, something's wrong with this. So I went to the doctor.
And it's broken. Broken.
And it's,
wow.
She married him.
Yeah.
You know, he's still got a wife out of the deal.
That's a true fact.